You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast Summit Preview number 4.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
And welcome to our fourth Food Entrepreneur Summit preview. Today, I am giving you a little glimpse into our Pinterest masterclass. And the reason why I chose this one is because when I was doing the planning party, I was over listening and reading what everyone wants to get better at. And Pinterest is always a hot topic. I invited Kate All from Simple Pin Media to be a part of this year's Food Entrepreneur Summit because she is a wealth of information and she is talking all about how to improve your Pinterest game, how to make great pinnable images, and what is really working, and how to actually look at your Pinterest analytics and figure out how you can create great content based on what's working on Pinterest. There is a lot of jam-packed information in this session, so I'm going to let you get a little glimpse. I hope you'll join us for the Food Entrepreneur Summit. You can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit to join us, and do it soon because enrollment is closing December 30th, and you won't be able to get in after that. So visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit and come join the over 130 people that are signed up and ready to go. We are going to have an awesome time and rock 2017.
So I feel like before we do anything about Pinterest, there's always that necessary understanding, regardless of whatever level people are at, of how the smart feed algorithm works. That's how Pinterest basically funnels images into that main home feed. And Pinterest too is a search engine. So we want to think of it not like Facebook or Twitter, but always like this own separate entity that runs very slowly and is based on more factors like your quality images, your Pinterest, your keywords. Like that's how Pinterest really funnels their searches, is through those keywords. So making sure we have those on pins, and then consistent pinning, like how much we contribute to the platform. So images are a huge factor in that. And that is basically how you pull people in to click on your content, to engage with it, to repin it. And we have to remember too that 80% of users are on mobile. So it's always, always important to do two things. One is view Pinterest on mobile to see how users are interacting with it, how small the images come up, what kind of text you can read, all that kind of stuff. Because if most users are looking at that, you want to make sure that whatever you're doing makes sense to that person. It's viewable, it's clickable. And then also look at your site too, because if you're encouraging people to click through that image, make sure what's on the other end is understandable, readable, and in a mobile format. And I think those are two things that sometimes we put the cart before the horse and we really try to improve our images without looking at the foundation. So I always tell people, start with that foundation.
Yeah, I love that. And especially the mobile point of view, 80% is huge.
It is really huge. And it's hard because we spend so much time on desktop that that's our view. So we kind of think, oh, everybody's seen it like this, but everybody's not. And another thing too that I like to do, just a trick, is ask your friends who are not in the online world how they use Pinterest, what things they click on. Watch them use it or ask them about it, because you're going to get a lot of good feedback. You know, from my friends, I ask them, like, how often do you use Pinterest? And they're like, how often don't I? I'm on there all day long. And that's really encouraging to me, because we function in this business realm where we're constantly worried about traffic and algorithms, and they just want to get to the content. That's all they really care about. So our job as creators is try to give them that content.
Yeah. Two things that I want to say is, one, I love when you pop into your Facebook group and share a story about someone, like a regular Pinterest user that you've spoken to, and kind of give that insight. Because like you said, I rarely talk to anyone who is a basic Pinterest user. Mm-hmm. So I love when you share that in your Facebook group. And the second thing, just going back to that mobile, if you are wanting to get more views on Pinterest and you're clicking through to your site and you have an ad network or something that's putting a huge nasty pop-up onto your site and people can't even get to your site because of the pop-up. I've had so much of that recently. Mm-hmm. So just be really aware of your own pop-up and the ad networks that are putting pop-ups onto your site.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, and sometimes those are hard to get rid of. You try to click everywhere, even on the close button, and they're not going away. And I know in January, Google is changing sites with pop-ups. You'll be penalized for that. And so you want to make sure that whatever pop-ups you are using are Google compliant by January. They need to be really small. So that's a really great point. Or it slows it. It's like it freezes. That's a big one. And you know, with that, one thing for people to really investigate is, are you making money off of that? Is it worth it? Because sometimes we just have ads or we have these things up and we don't really know how much we're making. And if something is very, very little, then it might not be worth it for you if you're going to lose users.
Oh, there it is. The little preview of Kate All from Simple Pin Media talking all about Pinterest, trending images, and how to use analytics to find out what type of content to create. I hope you will join us for the Food Entrepreneur Summit. This is the only full summit I will be doing in 2017, so do not wait to sign up. Many people have been telling me, I'll wait until your next one, but the next one isn't until 2018, so find a way to invest in yourself and your business, and let's start 2017 off on the right foot. So visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit, and I will see you there.
This has been Blissful Bites, a Food Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks for listening.